Life and Death and Life, Edgar M. Riley, Jr. Each moment of each day sees the death of some living thing. We know that each plant and animal, by natural tendency, produces far more seeds and eggs and seedlings and young than is necessary to maintain its population. This occurs because each species has an insecure hold on life. Moreover, death is necessary for the survival of life, and the death rate must just about equal the birth rate. If all the seeds and eggs created through the life processes survived and grew to adulthood, there could be no life able to continue through this overcrowding. A pair of American robin's nests in one backyard, raising two broods of four each. 10 robins where there were two. These pair up and return to equally successful nestlings each year. No matter how much one likes robins, over 90 million birds in one yard at the end of the 10th year would be too much, and there would not be enough worms to feed them.